This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Skip Hidley. Skip is the Senior Vice President and Chief of Communications and Marketing at the University of Chicago Medicine. Brilliant leader, has worked on a brilliant marketing campaign around the concept of sickness doesn't fight fear, neither do we. And we're going to talk a little bit about healthcare branding today, system branding, and this particular campaign by University of Chicago Health. Skip, do you want to take one moment to introduce yourself, and then we'll get into the core of the discussion?
Thank you, Scott. It is just a real pleasure to be here and have a chance to talk with you about my great passion for marketing and communications in healthcare. So I've been in marketing and communications for 40 years, first had a very successful 30-year career in the news media business, and then moved into healthcare marketing and communications about a decade ago. And I'm just really, really excited about the ability to tell the story of health systems here in Chicago and then across the nation.
Fantastic. And University of Chicago, magnificent institution, one of the elite academic health systems, medical centers in the country, magnificent system. You've moved forward with a very creative, very thoughtful brand campaign, marketing campaign. Talk to us for a moment about two things, the goal in that campaign, and then also about that campaign, so people can understand sort of the purpose in it and sort of about the campaign.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, so one of the interesting things about healthcare marketing today is that everyone is marketing. Very, very competitive field. Everybody is trying to get their story out. And what's interesting is if you look at healthcare marketing across Chicago and across the entire nation, most of it looks and feels very, very similar. It's usually, you know, a lot of sort of smiling faces, smiling doctors, showing interactions, showing technology, usually has a, you know, kind of a voiceover, you know, assuring everyone that we as, you know, the health system involved are going to make people healthy. So in this campaign, we set out to try to really differentiate the University of Chicago Medicine brand. We are, as you mentioned, an advanced academic medical center. We treat all types of very, very, you know, serious diseases and illness. People come to us a lot of times when they really are looking for the most advanced care. One of the things we pride ourselves on is we, you know, our sort of brand promise and our value proposition is that we are at the forefront of medicine, meaning that we are constantly evolving, using science to inform treatment at the bedside. And so in this campaign, what we really wanted to recognize was that the patient experience when you're facing a serious illness like cancer, heart disease, Crohn's disease, or other, you know, major illnesses is not often a happy experience. It's often a very, very emotional experience. It's one that is very scary, very frightening, both for the patient and for, you know, his or her family. So that's what we set out to capture, you know, something very, very different in this campaign.
And take a moment and talk about, you've been watching marketing and branding for a long time, a great career in it. What sort of works and doesn't work in branding, and how do you test that? How do you sort of check whether it's working or not working?
Well, you know, to me, the essence of great marketing and great brand marketing is telling a story. So the first thing you have to do is identify what is, you know, the core story, the core brand promise and value proposition for your institution, whether you're a health system, whether you're a consumer products good company. What is it that is at the core? What defines you? What differentiates you in the market? And so, as I mentioned at the University of Chicago Medicine, we went through that process about 3.5 years ago and really doubled down on our brand promise of being at the forefront of medicine, because that drives us. We are a major research institution, and we have terrific scientists and physicians working together to try to rapidly bring the latest innovations in healthcare right to the bedside to patients who need that care. So really, to me, what works in marketing today is very, very good storytelling, very, very good content marketing. And it's all has to be digital first, you know, where you create a robust content ecosystem in your, you know, on your website, and then use all of the digital channels to push that messaging out, as well as traditional media. To me, you need to have a really robust blend of digital marketing and traditional marketing in order to, you know, get your message out and to be heard and noticed. There is no, easy solution. There is no one channel that is better than the other. At this point, you have to sort of make them all work together, which is what why we're so excited about this campaign.
And take a moment on University of Chicago Health Medicine. Talk about sort of just for a moment, a couple points of pride in the system. You know, what's the brand? What are you trying to convey with University of Chicago, which is a magnificent system? Talk about what brand you're trying to convey and a couple points of pride.
Well, let me do that through the context of this campaign. So the overarching phrase of the campaign, Scott, is sickness doesn't fight fair, neither do we. And then we have sub-messages around service lines. Cancer doesn't fight fair, neither do we. Heart disease doesn't fight fair, neither do we. Crohn's disease doesn't fight fair, neither do we. And that was very purposeful. And the idea being that we are working very, very hard on behalf of the patient to pull out all the stops, to find whatever it is that we can do to help that patient overcome their health challenge. But the really key to the whole thing is the campaign positions our physicians as sort of the superheroes in the corner of the patient. And when you see the campaign, particularly the video creative, it's very, very emotional. And it really sort of takes you through the journey of the pain and emotion of somebody battling serious illness. And then in come the cavalry, which is our physicians, to help really find the solution for you. What I think really makes the campaign unique, Scott, is that we didn't go with a narration. Instead, the campaign is set to the song Survivor, which was written by Beyoncé during her Destiny's Child days. And we had it recorded by an absolutely fabulous gospel choir from the south side of Chicago, the Chicago Mass Choir. So it's got this really powerful emotional response. We've actually had just almost hundreds at this point of responses from patients who've written us emails, posted on Facebook and other social media platforms, how this is the first campaign they've ever seen that truly captures their experience as a patient of going through the journey of facing a very critical illness and then coming through it to the other side with the help of their physicians and their nurses.
And take one more moment, Skip. Tell us the tagline of the campaign again, just so people want to find it on YouTube, they want to find it elsewhere, they remember the tagline. Tell us about it again.
Yeah, so the tagline is, sickness doesn't fight fair, neither do we. And people can really access all of the creative and all of the storytelling behind it on our website at uchicagomedicine.org/notfair, all one word.
Magnificent. Skip, we love the campaign. We love what the University of Chicago does. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. Just terrific.
Thank you for having me, Scott. It was really a pleasure talking with you.